Hello.
It's Father Jim again. The last 2 weeks I've been making some noises about God's Holy Spirit. The one who goes on within the Trinity between the Father and the Son. And I mentioned that there's a receiving and a giving between the Father and the Son, where both the receiving and the giving have equal dignity. So there's something to do with harmony, peace, joy, unity, communion, intimacy. You can't get a crowbar between the Father and the Son because of the Holy Spirit, a faithful love of both for each other. The trouble is, the world is full of crowbars. The evil spirit is the great divider. Cain and Abel were made for each other. The two brothers. Abel produced the meat and Cain produced the vegetables. They could have bought up McDonald's by now. Abel would have done the burger and Cain would have done the salad and the bun. But instead of working together, loving together, cooperating together, one had the other for his lunch. And that's the sad thing about the world. Instead of looking at each other's gifts as gift for each of us, we tend to grab, be envious, jealous. So think of the things that divide us: language, culture, colour, class, even religion. Religion, on the whole, has had the most frightful history of divisions. I mean, Catholics used to burn Protestants, and used to kill Catholics. It breaks my heart not to see Sunni and Shiites loving each other. If God loves all, we should try to honour and love all, A double L in huge capital letters. So between the Father and the Son there's a communion and unshakable unity. Love. Such a short, easy word to say. The sort of love God has is not always the sort of love we have. My love is often conditional. I might love somebody for 3 or 4 days and then think I'm entitled to a sabbatical. The chorus of the Old Testament is, His hesed is emet. Two wonderful words. Hesed is love that's given for starters. Emet means unshakable, everlasting. Great is His love, love without end. Now normally, when we meet, we get to know that each other exists first, and then we might get round to loving each other. It's a fine day. But with God, it's the other way round. God loves us first. That's why we exist. We've been loved into being. So if you have any doubts about your existence, just pinch yourself and say, well, I am. And then you'll know you are because you're loved. But sadly, without this revelation from God, we'd be left to make God in my image and likeness, which is a very conditional love. It was the clergy of religions who were usually the menace, absolute menace. You know, at the shrines, the priests would come out and say, the gods like curry today, bring up your curries. Devotees would come to the shrines with their offerings. Priests would get the fork out, taste it, not hot enough, we like vindaloo, your crops won't grow. Well, if eventually you hotted up your curry and your crops grew, you'd never know whether God loved you or your curry. More prayers, once again round the totem pole, blah, 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 blah. Oh, is that enough? Does that satisfy the gods? It's exhausting because the gods were as difficult to please as we are. Who's going to relieve us of our idea of God? to replace it with God's idea of God. So let's be open to a revelation where God is the Holy One, which means the other. God is other than what we're like. So it will blow our minds a bit, and we'll have to change our attitudes, which we don't like doing. Some people get nervous breakdowns because they have fear of God. In fact, it's a fear of an idol, not the real God. The fear of the Lord really means treat God as God and not as my idol. And so we listen for a revelation to hear God's version of who God is. I mean, people know quite a lot about me. I'm sitting in my room here with a very nice lady from Vatican Radio. As they look around the room, they can see I'm interested in music. I'm rather untidy. I've got my thumbs in so many pies. We can know a lot about each other. We can know a lot about God from philosophy, intelligence, by looking at creation. But if anyone tried to guess who Jim is, they're bound to be wrong. Because no one knows Jim except Jim. And those to whom Jim chooses to reveal himself. And if you're sensible, you don't go around revealing yourself to everybody. It's too much. Some people don't deserve your confidences either. The thing is, we don't just know about God. We're anxious, and God is anxious, that we know who God is, not just what. And if we guess who God is, we're wrong. No one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. So we all need a revelation, an illumination, to bring us in from the dark and bring us in from the cold, to the hug and the bosom of the Father. So the first verse of a beautiful hymn that we'll be singing at this Pentecost time is this. Holy Spirit, Lord of light, from the clear celestial height thy pure beaming radiance give. Come, thou Father of the poor, come with treasures which endure. Come, thou light of all that live. The last lines of the book of Revelation is, Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.